form. I have one card here for a public forum. John Turner. I would like to note that Dita has the card for the other items.
Hello again. My name is John Turner. I think I remember seeing you all, and you remember seeing me at the last meeting here. I just want to touch base real quick on the school SAP program that was ordered, and my concern is that it's taking so long to have this filter system in the school. I'm to understand that the order is in there in place to give the deadline to 2017. I just can't understand why we're ordering to have whole house home replacement filter systems put in homes before that, but the school where all our children go to have to wait. Now, maybe PG&E is on board, maybe they're getting it done sooner, but I feel that if the order was amended to have a sooner deadline, that the community would feel a lot easier about their kids going to school. I would like that looked into. That's it.
The order was part of a settlement agreement, so the board's ability to amend that order would have to be between PG&E and the prosecution team. We don't have the ability to necessarily change that date. That was part of a settlement agreement.
So it stands as the 2017 deadline, so we could just sit and wait.
It could be that, I don't know if PG&E wants to talk about where they are on that project, but I think some of the concerns were the Environmental Quality Act requirements that they would have to meet, some of the things that have to happen before the construction can start, but someone's coming up to talk about it right now.
All right,
for PG&E.
Good evening. I'm Cheryl Gilbrey. I'm the director for PG&E. I have the Hinckley site. Although the order does say 2017, we committed during our negotiations to expedite it. So as of now, we are on track to complete the systems by the end of 2013. The only thing that we're still waiting on are some of the permitting issues, but we're expediting everything as quickly as we can.
Thank you. I've got three speaker cards for item number 7. So what I'd like to do right now, I'll get Lester White.
Hello, my name is Lester White. I'm the chairman of the Community Advisory Committee. And it's good to be in front of you guys again today. I just wanted to submit these guys, this stuff to you. This is the, I made a 5 copies for. What I did is I restructured the CAC from the last time that we had met. And I'd like you guys to review those. And I just think it, a little bit off of that topic, I think it's kind of strange that these ion exchange units that PG&E has installed are not working. Because it's a very large corporation, and I have a trailer park that I manage in Hinckley, and I installed about 7 years ago an ion exchange unit, and I've been at non-detect ever since. So, and those records are in the county if you guys would like to look those up. And I just think it's kind of strange that they can't get their units working. And I've got, yes, sir.
I think they may have said that it was the RO units that were producing some trace elements, some trace chrome 6, and that the ion exchange units were working.
Okay.
So that was my recollection from tonight.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
But you're right, that parts of it aren't, but they're not sure why.
Okay. I don't have any reverse osmosis hooked up to mine. And I'm not having no problems. So I just wanted to submit those to you and let you guys review those, and that's how I structured the board. And you're going to hear from some of my board members tonight, and I'm sure me too later on. And I just want you to review those and see that we're willing to go forward with this. And we met with, like Lori was saying today, a lot of meetings lately. And we're making a lot of headway on this, and the board is very excited about moving in this direction with the Manhattan Water Board and USGS and PG&E's accepting this, and we sit in the meetings, and they seem to be on board with this and on board with the Water Board. And if you guys have any questions for my board members, you have their names there now. John Turner is a chairman of the Oversight Committee, and he's over Ian in his office now, and we have structured it this way. So that's all I really have for now.
Thank you.
No questions?
No questions.
All right, thank you, guys.
I'd like to invite Alito Hernandez. Please excuse my pronunciation.
No, that's okay. Everybody knows me as Billy. Okay. I'm one of the CAP members. First of all, last year I joined about 6 months ago with the CAP committee. I came up here and spoke in front of you guys, and I like the opportunity to do it again. You guys have shown, and the Water Board has shown over the last 6 months that I've been on this board, that everybody's kind of working on the same page, and I really appreciate that. We have been making some leaps and bounds lately on like the cleanup and different ways to attack that. Where I think we're failing, though, is still for the community as far as the whole house water system goes. I think basically, I think they're in violation, you know, that they haven't provided the community with full house water. Last year, they came up with three items. You could get a deeper well, you could get a filtration system, or a buyout. And for a lot of people that had chose a deeper well, that's off the table. You know, it's the water down there's not no good, and so that one gets taken off. So then you have this filtration system or a buyout. Most people have declined the buyout because they don't like what they're being offered. You know, PG&E has picked this particular time when the market's the lowest to offer this, you know. So the filtration system isn't something that is really working anyways. They have two in place, and I think they have a couple more, like, in the process. One of the things is you have to be home so they can come in and check your house. One of the persons that has one of the two has had to leave work early out at Porter and come home so he could be there so they could go inside and check the house. I think that's very inconvenient. At the beginning of all this, the community had picked out about 8 to 10 different options. A pipeline, let's say, from Golden State, a 10,000-gallon tank of water on your property where they would come and fill it up, not bottled water. We've had even problems with the bottled water that you heard earlier. We keep saying put some kind of a cleaning system in there and then pipe water to us. You know, we're looking for different options. But when they took off, they haven't done it legally writing, saying that they won't give you a deeper well. But the people that have asked for it, they say, no, that's not on the table anymore. So since they took that off the table for us as an option, I think we, the committee, and the community would like you guys to reopen that and put some of these other things back on the table for us. You know, a 10,000-gallon water tank that supplies your house with water and they fill it up is much better than bottled water or the filtration system, just because of the cost. You know, because they're only willing to maintain the system for 5 years, or when the maximum chromium level comes out. That's what their agenda is. This thing is supposed to cost somewhere between $60,000 to $80,000. So if they gave it to you, you know, I don't have $30,000 to repair this thing if it goes on. The cost of operating it was somewhere between $700 to $1,000 a month. That's a little bit ridiculous, you know, for the regular people out there. So I would like to see something somehow for us to open this back up and get a long-term solution to our drinking water. I agree with you guys about cleaning up this as fast as possible. But the fastest possible thing that we're looking at is 25 years from now. You know, long-term, the whole thing is anywhere from 25 years to 100 years for the complete cleanup. You know, it doesn't make any sense for them not to put in water lines or something. You know, it can be done. It's done all over the country. My brother does it in Riverside County. That's what he does when there's a new track pump. He's the one that figures out all the addresses and all the pipes and all the sewage and everything. You know, and they go up like this. In Ontario, they're going up all the time. So it's something that can be done, and I would like you guys to reopen that and get us some long-term drinking water of some sort. So that was it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Dr. Ian Webster.
Good evening, Chairman and board members. My name is Ian Webster. I'm the CAC's independent review panel manager, and I'm happy to address you tonight with a few comments, specifically on the EIR, which is the main focus of the latter part of the meeting tonight. I guess later on you will hear a briefing from staff on the status of that. I understand you're taking no actions tonight, but I wanted to highlight a few of the remarks that I, on behalf of the CAC, had submitted back later last year. There's a lot of detail issues regarding...
Actually, do you want to hold off until we get to that agenda item?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I will hold off until the public.
Thank you. In that case, we'll go to agenda item 8.